Do you like to eat apple pie?
Apple pie is delicious. I like it warm with no ice cream.
I know. Oh, I think it's way louder at the top.
I know that's kind of weird not to have the ice cream.
Slice of cheddar cheese? What do you?
No. Just I'm purist. Just the pie.
You got 3,000 plus or minus estimated people who drive or fly or ride a bike or take a bus or walk just to talk about Jupiter. It got Jupiter. Oh, thank God we got Jupiter. Open source and the license is free. Built and maintained by community. You got Jupiter.
Ted, we're in Austin, and it's hot outside, but it's cold inside.
It is. So the air conditioning's nice, but it's a nice break to be outside. DrupalCon day two, sessions.
Wait, is it day two or is it day one?
Day two. We had trainings yesterday.
Is that day zero?
That could be day zero, yeah, if you're programmatically on the arrays. But, yep, we had drones this morning and dancing.
Dancing?
Yeah.
The giddy pokey.
Yeah.
You didn't do the giddy pokey?
I did not. I'm kind of like a stick in the mud.
You have to learn how to diff your changes and merge it to a branch.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. If there was just people like me, it'd be a lot less fun. But luckily, there's people who dance, so.
People in red spandex.
I did not see that part. Yeah.
It was pretty epic, actually.
Yeah.
There was all these people dressed as superheroes and pirates and like sexy nurses, but it was cross-dressing.
I've never made it to one of those, so it's just, you know, the early morning thing, so.
I think it just gets bigger and better every year, so there's going to be a certain point where it's like a rock concert with like a 12-piece band, and you won't be able to avoid it because it'll be waking you up like an alarm clock.
I'll make it that time.
Okay, DrupalCon! You know?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like, we will get David Lee Roth to, like, rise from the grave.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's here. You didn't see him? Yeah. He's working on one of the booths.
He's a core committer.
Yeah. He's a booth babe, so to speak.
So, I'm going to be doing some interviews throughout the day with various people. One of whom, actually, is our good friend Mike Ganello.
Yep.
So I figured, like, he actually
good
was
is
on
a strong
stage
word.
Today.
Good is a strong word.
Old friend.
Old friend.
Okay.
Yeah, he's old. Let's just put it that way.
Because he was on stage today with Dries.
He was.
And I asked him some questions about that.
Yeah.
So this is my awkward transition. Let's throw to Mike.
And all right.
Be walking down the hall.
You got a website you need to easily maintain. You want functionality, but not the pain. You got Drupal. Thank God you got Drupal. Open source and the license is free. Built and maintained by community. You got Drupal.
Mike Ganello, host of the Drupal Easy Podcast. We are here in DrupalCon. It's actually a walk and talk interview.
It is. We are walking.
Mike. This is, what, the second? How many times have you interviewed Dries live on stage, on video?
This was the second time. Last year was the first time in Portland, and here we are now in Austin.
You look in the back, and you cull all the questions from Twitter. Is that a challenge?
Yeah, because I think what I'm looking for with questions is questions that, number one, most of the people don't already know the answer to, and number two, questions that are relevant to like the majority of the people in the room. So, you know, we occasionally we get questions that are just, like, super technical that we know Dries is going to answer during his D8 Q&A or just things that are well known already. So we're kind of looking for unique generalist questions, which, you know, sometimes hard to come by.
How does this process start? Does Holly just send you an email and say, hey, we need you, or do you have to like petition her, or how does that work?
No, she actually, after last year, she basically said, it's my job if I'm at the DrupalCon, and she'd love to have me do it. So I let her know I was coming this year, and she said, all right, well, you're up. So I generally, I do some research on the keynotes, on the speakers, and then with Dries, I try and talk to him a little bit beforehand to see what he's going to talk about, and, you know, just set up some fallback questions that we can kind of put in there as other questions come in, or in case we don't get enough kind of generalist questions.
So you kind of have your list, but then maybe some of the other questions will support that. Like, yeah, this is the right thing to ask, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And today we talked about a few things that were directly related to his keynote that we just kind of got lucky on, that where we had questions beforehand that he ended up talking about in the keynote. So it tied everything together pretty nicely, I thought.
So have you been watching the Twitter yet? Like, are we going to have any more, ethics sexist scandals?
I haven't been looking yet. Not that I'm afraid to, just haven't had a chance to sit down and look.
But the Dries keynote, I thought, was like so polished this year and so like on message. Like the very first thing he said was, "Do not be afraid, Drupal is here."
Yeah, we saw some comments that it felt a little bit corporate. And I was talking with someone during the keynotes, and I was thinking that it seems like every year his keynote becomes more abstract, like less details about Drupal and more about Drupal's place in the universe. It seems like every year that's kind of the theme, and it keeps on growing. So I think that kind of probably reflects Drupal's, or Dries's role in the Drupal project, where he's becoming more, more about the vision and the direction rather than the individual commits and the individual things that we face day to day.
Right. Yeah. Less of the technical leader and more of the spiritual leader and the, like, the godfather.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we know where we're going?
Nope, we are lost at this point. I thought we were going the right way, but now we're going the wrong way.
We're definitely at the end of the hall, and there's nothing down here. That's a dead end.
Is it really? Oh. I thought I knew where I was going.
You heard it live, people. Mike and Nello has no clue.
Wait. Oh, it's a dead end. All right. Let's go downstairs. I'll go down and go up.
Is there something that you're most excited about at DrupalCon? You're doing a session today.
Yeah, we're doing a double-length Drupal Career Lab session, and it should be pretty cool. We've got a great panel of recruiters from large Drupal shops around the world. We've got three living case studies where we're going to talk to three people who, recently weren't Drupal professionals. One was a Drupal hobbyist, one is fresh out of college, and another one was another type of developer, but like a non-Drupal professional developer. And we're going to hear about how they went from their old positions into professional Drupal positions. And so hopefully people in the audience will be able to identify with at least one of those three living case studies and kind of apply what those three people did to their own own professional development and become Drupal professionals.
Do you think that's the kind of session that, like, Dries and the other people who are, making decisions about the future of Drupal are paying attention to?
I think it's probably the people who are paying attention to that are the people looking for jobs and the people looking to hire. So I'm not sure if it, if it's something that Dries would potentially be looking at, but definitely anybody who has Drupal positions to hire, Drupal positions to fill, this is probably one of the best places to have a whole bunch of people looking for Drupal work in one place.
So Austin's a good city for walking so far. Are you guys staying close by?
Yeah, we're just a couple blocks away, which is nice. We parked the car when we got here, and we haven't really gotten in it since, and we don't plan to get back into it until we leave on Saturday. So, fun city, great food, and pretty nice location to have a DrupalCon in.
Yeah, really, really great food and great sort of like culture. There's a little bit of something for everybody. Good choice on the Drupal Association, and probably helps that there's a strong community here in Texas.
So have you heard anything about where the next DrupalCon might be? I think this is the first.
No comment.
Oh.
I know too much.
Yeah, this is the first year where I haven't heard rumors or an inkling of where the next DrupalCon is. Normally by now I've heard the rumors. But
I'll give you a hint. It is also sunny this time of year. Well, everywhere is, but it is sunny more of the year than not.
Well, I could take some guesses. Will you tell me if I'm right?
Well, if I do, then I can't release this until Thursday.
Oh, okay. All right, well. So maybe it's in Austin again next year. Okay, fantastic.
Austin. Every year for the next 5 years.
There you go. All right. Recurring gig.
The convention centers love that. They love repeat business, and the cities love it because it's good for the tax base.
And it's predictable.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we could start like the Drupal Club. You know, Todd could actually like just like buy one of the cinemas and then he could host, you know, more screenings every year. Did you hear about that? There's somebody's doing, they already did it. Four Kitchens did a film screening as like a DrupalCon party.
At the Alamo? Did they do it at the, yeah. at the Draft House?
Yeah. Oh,
not the Alamo. Yeah, that's what it's called, right? The Alamo Draft House?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They showed
I've
office
always wanted
space.
To go there.
He apparently, Todd dressed up as Bill Lumberg, complete with blue shirt and coffee cup.
Is that the stapler guy, or is
he's
that the...
He's the boss. He's the cheesy boss.
I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ted, that whole time the mic was back there, backstage, like, picking out the questions, you were there too, right?
I was back in the booth area monitoring Twitter for helping, the questions coming in on Twitter, so, yeah. I think we picked out some good ones related to beards.
Beards.
Beard vacuum.
Oh, the beard vacuum, there it is. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, you have to watch the video, which I'm sure will be posted day now.
There was some inadvertent sharing on Drew's part about his shopping habits in the keynote.
Well, but he was talking about how like they know everything about you, and then he proved it, and now we know more than we ever wanted to.
Yeah. We would have had to hack into his computer to find that stuff out, but... Now we don't.
Okay, and I don't know who we're going to next because I haven't recorded it yet. But here's another interview that I recorded somewhere on the expo hall floor.
You got features and bugs, patches and cues. You got more modules than you ever could use. You got Drupal. Oh, thank God you got Drupal. Mm-hmm. Open source and the license is free. Build and maintain by community. You got Drupal.
Okay, so now I'm standing in a beer line on the expo hall floor with
like
Danny Norden, who is a proud mama, as you may remember from earlier Drupal Easy podcasts. Danny, what is your DrupalCon game this year?
This year, I'm actually speaking for the first time. So I just finished giving my presentation, Axure prototyping for Drupal.
Axure, what is an Axure?
So Axure is actually a really amazing software that allows you to create interactive prototypes without having to write code.
Oh, this is like designing in the browser-ish
Similar.
Thing?
Similar. So it gives you sort of a drag and drop interface where you can have different widgets. But the thing that's most important about it is that it actually lets you annotate within the prototype and share it via a URL that you can discuss with teams no matter where they are.
So if I've used the one that looks like little sketchbook, what is that one called?
Balsamic.
Balsamic.
Mm-hmm.
How does this compare to Balsamic?
It's very similar, but it's much more powerful.
Much more powerful.
You can do entire prototypes in it. You can make it clickable. You can test it with real users. And you can actually use it as documentation for the developer team.
And does it like actually collect like analytics? Like somebody clicked on this button and then this button?
No. You actually you have to use either face-to-face user testing with it. Or you could actually hook the prototype up to a service like UserZoom. And UserZoom can collect those kind of success metrics.
But it's possible.
It is possible, yes.
Okay, because, you know, if you're familiar with the lean startup mode, they have one of their ideas behind lean startup is that you could just build a splash page and see if anybody will click on the button. So that I think about this.
Thank you.
We're going to get a beer now.
All right.
And while we're getting a beer, we will hear about a really interesting user personalization company that is called True... something, and they're acquired by Acquia, so I should remember their name.
So, soon to be Acquia is what they're called.
We're gonna throw to them.
You got panels and views, CCK, you got organic groups, and now you got Acquia, got Drupal. Oh, thank God, I got Drupal. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm here on the expo hall floor with Dave Detars, who is the CEO, former CEO, how do you say that, of a company called TrueCentric. So what, first of all, let's say, what is TrueCentric?
So TrueCentric is an enterprise content personalization software platform. And what that means is TrueCentric allows brands and publishers to personalize their content experience based on what their users are actually interested in.
So are you saying, like, if I go to a particular magazine website, for example, and I always read articles about monkeys, then they'll say, if you like articles about monkeys, you'll love articles about sugar babies and lemurs as well.
That's exactly it. So you might get similar type animal content suggestions, or you might get video recommendations, or if there's a subscription, for instance, for that publisher around a special edition print monkey publication, you might get an offer because you're interested in monkeys.
So is this similar to or different from some of the things we see, like I go to a website and I look at a product, then I go to a different website and there's magically an ad for that project, which I think they call retargeting in a lot of places?
Yeah, so quite a bit different. So we only deal with first party websites, so with their own original content on it. And so the advantage there is that we have a lot more granular data around every user. And if someone is anonymous and then moves towards a registered status, then we can bring all of that data together in one user profile to really enrich the targeting and personalization capabilities. Rather than just ads, because you went to a site, then you get an ad. This is really around the sort of the nuance of the type of content you've consumed.
Cool. And I'm assuming because you're here at DrupalCon that you guys have some Drupal integration that's available?
Yeah, well, it was a big announcement today. So Acquia and TrueCentric have a definitive agreement whereby Acquia is acquiring TrueCentric. So now, as of today, we are part of Acquia, and we're thrilled to be kind of part of the family.
Cool. But there's what? Are there modules that are available, or are there things you go, or maybe you soon will go to Acquia and get, or Drupal.org?
Yeah, so as of today, we've built out the early stages of a native Drupal integration for this content personalization. We have a demo that we've completed, so this is day one, so remember that. And we will be releasing that very shortly. In addition to that, TrueCentric has an offering across any type of CMS platform specific to publishers and brand marketers in the content space.
So is it more like a service where you guys are doing some of the processing on another machine somewhere, or how does that work?
It's software as a service, so fully hosted offering, and that's the way the product, the software is packaged.
So somewhat similar to if I want to use an analytics software, I can say, please track my stuff. You guys don't really care what the stuff is, but I can define how it's sort of categorized and how things are related to each other.
Yeah, so similar to analytics in terms of the model, so software as a service, I would say quite a bit different in terms of the actions you take. So what we do is we collect data in real time about every user, and then we have a decisioning system which decides, you know, and interprets the signals that you are leaving based on the type of content you consume. And then in real time, the user experience or the display on a web or mobile site changes to be more relevant to you. And it gets smarter and smarter over time. So it's it combines those elements to really deliver that personalized experience.
Sweet. And so if I am a Drupal, you know, site builder, is this going to be implemented like maybe as a block or some other sort of, like, you know, placeable widget on my page?
So definitely it'll be natively integrated into Drupal. So you'll be able to place a block, and that block can then be a personalized element or container that might pull in the most relevant article recommendations for you, or an offer, or sort of different types of components around recommendations and offers.
And so do you guys also support, like, if I want to kind of make some things higher priority because of editorial reasons as well?
Yeah, so you can manage, we have different types of algorithms that you can employ against what content actually gets shown. And another key piece of what we're releasing right away is that we're collecting this behavioral data around every user, and then that's going to power the components within Acquia Lift, which is a testing and targeting solution within the Drupal platform today.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, I'm assuming you guys still have a lot of existing customers. Is there, I don't know, are you keeping them? Like, what happens there?
So we're, it's business as usual on that front. So we have some high profile customers now. And those, they'll definitely be serviced and supported, and we're actually expanding our office in Toronto. So we're doubling down on kind of the efforts there, and so yeah, we look forward to sort of expanding both as a standalone platform as well as natively integrated platform within Drupal.
Cool. So this will still be a service that non-Drupal, non-Acquia customers can take advantage of. If it's the thing that they need, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our goal is to be seamlessly integrated into Drupal, and we'll do that in short order. But we also have this other, value opportunity where we can really deploy across any CMS, and that's what we've done to date. So we'll continue doing that as well. And that's specific to the media vertical right now. So we're going after sort of media publishing, sports entertainment, and brand marketers.
All right, very cool. Well, thanks again, Dave. And where can somebody go for more information if they want to find out what's going on, maybe with your company and also how it integrates with Acquia?
Yeah, so if you go to acquia.com and you just look under their product set, there's a TruCentric page today. And there's an ability there to ask for more information. We'd love to get in touch with anyone that wants more information.
Very sweet. All right. Thanks for being on the show.
Great. Thank you very much, Ryan.
It's still rolling.
Okay.
So now we have a beer and we're going to sit back and drink it, and we're going to go back to me and Ted on the balcony.
See ya.
That's all I got.
That was a really interesting subject that I haven't recorded yet, Ted.
It was. It kind of blew my mind in an Inception kind of memento sort of way.
Ooh, that gives me a good idea, actually. ipso facto, after the time it happens, you will see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Or you will have already seen.
It's like we're living this in reverse. So, how was DrupalCon? This is a wrap-up. It's all done.
No, it's not all done. Just day one/two is all
but
done.
But we're going in reverse, so it's over.
Doing memento right now? I ate some really good tacos and some really good barbecue.
Yep.
And I drank some excellent margaritas. And you know that one party?
I do.
And that one guy did that one thing?
I felt ashamed for him, but also I clapped.
Well, I've got pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
So... That's all you need. Pictures or it didn't happen.
Yeah. Even in the age of Photoshop. Pictures and it still didn't happen.
All right, Ted. Well, happy DrupalCon to you.
You too.
Listen to the Drupal Easy podcast and, subscribe. Find us on the Twitter, Facebook, etc.
Yeah.
Find us at DrupalCon. We could probably hook you up with a free hug.
Yep.
It's not like we have swag to give away or anything.
No. We're the guys riding horses around in the conference center.